This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Lawmakers on each side of Hong Kong's political divide are saying the other side bears responsibility after violence during anti-government protests over the weekend. VOA's Peter McLeod has more.
As Hong Kong protesters hurled objects at police late Sunday and early Monday, several police officers drew their weapons and one fired a warning shot into the air, according to a statement from the city's police force. It was the first time police have used live rounds during the protests. The protesters say they are demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the one country, two systems arrangement under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. The protests in the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Peter McLeod, VOA News.
On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the military to cut fuel transfers to Gaza in half. This is in response to rocket attacks from the coastal strip, raising tension along Israel's southern border. Netanyahu also instructed his staff to prepare plans for building a new neighborhood in a West Bank settlement near where a teenage Israeli girl was killed in an explosion last week. Israel said the blast was a Palestinian attack. The crew of the International Space Station successfully relocated a Soyuz space capsule to another docking port today. The move is to facilitate the rendezvous with another spacecraft. The maneuver followed Saturday's failed docking of an unmanned Soyuz spacecraft. Another attempt will be made on Tuesday. Heavy rainfall and flash floods have killed over 60 people in Sudan and left nearly 100 injured. The official Suna News Agency reports Sudan has been hit by torrential rain since the start of July, affecting nearly 200,000 people. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump grabbed early headlines Monday at the G7.